You're listening to Live from Studio Radio 45. This podcast was recorded in our studio in Queens, New York. This is the audio version of the podcast. If you would like to see video of this performance, subscribe to our YouTube channel at YouTube/Studio Radio 45. You can also contact us at StudioRadio45@gmail.com. Today we're here with one of my favorite bands. It's a duo, drums and saxophone, by the name of Pink Fabric. On drums, we have Pablo Luchans, and on saxophone, we have Ted Hadges. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So you're going to play a song quickly. What's the name of the song?
Yeah, the first song is a new song we've been playing. It's called Something Happy.
Something Happy?
Yes.
Something Happy.
All right, great. So you guys are going to do this song, and then we'll do a short interview.
Okay.
Cool.
We're sitting here with Pink Fabric. It's nice to have some people that I know on the show. Makes it a little less awkward for me, even though it is still a little bit awkward. How you guys doing today?
Good. Good to be here.
Thanks so much for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
So can you guys explain to our listener who Pink Fabric is? What exactly is Pink Fabric?
So we are Ted Hadges and Pablo Luchans. Just a kind of a unique instrumentation, just sax and drums, just a basic thing. And we play a lot of improvised music on the spot.
Yeah, we met playing with other people, you know, like in more conventional settings, I guess. Like, but we started playing, the two of us, and we liked it. And it's very open and free. We can pretty much take the music anywhere we want, and it's different, it's fresh, it's
It's kind of somewhat liberating being able to just have two people in a band. You don't have to deal with as much nonsense, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
And so you got, how many records do you guys have?
We have two, but there's also a third album that we are with String and Fader Records, record label in Boston, and some of the other artists in the label did a remix album. So two, but like with that
like
third.
A compilation remix or an entire album just Pink Fabric remixes?
Just
they did the
it's like
almost
an EP.
The entire album.
Oh really? It's just Pink Fabric remixes?
Yeah, they did a whole thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's like five or six tracks, I guess.
And what are your other records called?
The first one is called Lady Magnet.
Lady Magnet. And the second one is called
Sugar Hurts My Eyes.
Sugar Hurts My Eyes.
Yeah.
And I know this because we recorded them here at the studio.
Exactly.
You guys met at Berkeley. I know that, right? Yeah. And we don't want to get too much into that kind of stuff. But you guys did meet at Berkeley. How did you guys reconnect here in New York?
It was Ted's idea, actually, of like start playing outside, since we don't need amplification. Try this, this more free approach and see what comes out of it. Like, make some money and also start a project based on
that. It's nice for you guys to be able to just play outside, right? You guys do a lot of playing outside in Union Square and different locations. In the wintertime, I think you guys do some stuff on the subway as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of a nice thing to be able to do. It's unique because you don't need amplification, so you guys can kind of go anywhere and not really get hassled for the most part.
Yeah, not only the amplification aspect, but also that we're kind of free to play whenever we want, which is a hard thing to do in New York where you don't always have a place to play.
So yeah, or also like dealing with people's schedules, a lot of times. Like, since it's just the two of us, it's easier. But if you have like five people and get them all to be free at the same time, the same day, sometimes it's hard.
Right, which we all know can be very, very difficult with different projects.
For sure.
So you guys are doing drums and sax. I feel like there's a couple bands out there right now. I feel like there's kind of a couple people that are doing similar type thing. Is this, do you feel like this type of genre is kind of something that's evolving now, or do you think that this is just kind of a unique thing that has just kind of randomly popped up? I mean, is this becoming a genre that's popular now?
I don't know. I mean, like, bands I know of, there's like Moon Hooch, which is, it's three piece, but it's two saxophones and drums. And then there's this band, what is it? Big Gigantic or something. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, what is it called? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But they have more electronic stuff involved. I don't know, I feel like, and it's cool because I see it when we play outside, I think it's like a very like basic and like,
groove-oriented?
Yeah, and it's like, people can connect to it, because it's like you see everything right in front of your eyes, and it's just like percussion and wind instrument,
It's very raw.
Exactly.
It's easy to grasp onto. It's easy to relate to.
Yeah.
And it's very, what is it? Like, what's the word?
Primal?
That's it. Kind of primal.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
and where can people find your records if they wanted to go online and purchase your records?
The best place is our Bandcamp site. That's the most direct way to listen to and purchase the albums. It's pinkfabric.bandcamp.com. But you can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, everything else.
Yeah. And your record label, String and Fader.
Yeah, they have a few copies in Boston, I think. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but you can also.
Yeah, stringandfader.com.
Yeah.
Also.
Okay, cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure to have you guys on. I definitely look forward to working with you guys in the future. Also, for anybody who wants to see a video of the performance of Sugar Hurts My Eyes, you can go to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/ Studio Radio 45. All right, great. So we're going to hear two more songs. What are you guys going to play for us?
This one is called... Well, the first one we're going to play is called We Don't Know Yet, because we are going to make it up on the spot.
Yeah, it's going to be all improvised, which is something we do a lot. We'll see what comes out.
And then the second one What's the second one?
Second
called?
One, it's gonna be "Sugar Hurts My Eyes," which is the title of our second and last album. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you for being on the show, guys.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll be back soon.
Thank you. We'll be right back.